Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 jungle lesson, where we're building a chop formula for that VHS rave color, old school D&B attitude, and that gritty, tape-worn energy that makes jungle feel alive. The goal here is not just to throw a break on the grid and call it a day. We want movement, we want edits, we want that slightly blurred, underground feeling like the tune was pulled from a lost rave tape, but still arranged like a modern drum and bass record. So as you follow along, think of this as building a short, powerful section that could sit inside a full track. For this lesson, we're working around 172 BPM, which is a really solid classic D&B sweet spot. If you want to follow the full structure, set up a few tracks first. One for your drum break, one for kick and snare reinforcement, one for sub bass, one for res or mid bass, one for VHS texture, and one for transitions or effects. That layout already helps you think like an arranger instead of just a loop maker. In drum and bass, especially jungle-flavored stuff, arrangement is about energy management. Even a simple idea can sound way more professional when it moves through clear sections instead of repeating the exact same thing forever. Now let's start with the breakbeat, because in jungle the break is not background rhythm. It's the lead instrument. Drag a classic break sample into simpler under drum break track. If you've got an Amen-style break or any funky drum break with strong transients, that's perfect. In simpler, switch to slice mode and use transient slicing so Ableton finds the individual hits for you. From there, begin with a simple one-bar chop. Don't get tempted to use every slice at once. That's one of the biggest beginner mistakes. Start with the main kick and snare positions. Then add a couple of ghost hits between them. Ghost notes are huge in jungle, because they make the groove feel like it's breathing and mutating, even when the pattern is technically simple. A good first pass is this. Keep the kick grounded on the downbeats, put the snare where it anchors the rhythm, and then sneak in one or two small chopped hits before the next bar. If the groove feels stiff, try nudging a few hits slightly late instead of perfectly on the grid. That tiny human offset can make the break feel much more alive. Now we add the VHS color. This is where the atmosphere starts to feel worn in and nostalgic. On the break track, add auto filter, saturator, and utility. Start with a low-pass filter around 8 to 12kHz so the top end softens a little. Then use saturator with a light drive, maybe 2 to 6dB, just enough to add harmonics and a bit of grit. Utility is there to keep things under control if the level gets too hot. The key here is restraint. We're not trying to destroy the break. We want it to sound a little aged, a little blurred, a little like it passed through time. If your break feels too clean, automate the filter so the intro is darker and the drop opens up brighter. That gives you instant VHS rave motion without needing fancy plugins. Next, layer a clean kick and snare track underneath or alongside the break. This is just to reinforce impact. Jungle breaks can get messy in the low mids, so a separate punchy kick and a shark snare can help everything hit harder. Keep it simple and don't overlayer. A short kick, a snare that cuts through, maybe a very quiet clap if you want a little body. Then use drum bus lightly, maybe 10 to 25%, and clean up muddy, frequencies around 200 to 400 Hz with EQ8 if needed. Think of it like this. The break handles the movement, and the layer handles the focus. That's a really useful mindset in old-school flavor D&B. Now let's build the sub bass. On your sub track, use operator with a sine wave or a very clean low waveform. Keep it simple and keep it mono. In jungle and drum and bass, the low end needs to be stable and phase safe. If the sub is wobbling all over the place, the whole tune loses power. Write a small bass phrase that answers the drums. For example, let the sub hit on the root note at the start of the bar, then give it a quick response after the snare in the next bar, then maybe hold one note a little longer in the following bar. That call and response idea is one of the classic jungle tricks. The bass doesn't just play under the drums, it talks back to them. If you want, add a tiny bit of saturator to the sub, just enough to help it show up on smaller speakers. But keep the sub clean overall. The dirt belongs in the mids, not in the foundation. That brings us to the res or mid bass layer. This is where the darker movement comes in. Use Waveatable, analog, or another simple bass sound and shape it so it doesn't fight the break. A low pass filter is your friend here. Keep it somewhere in the lower mid range, and don't make it a constant wall of noise. We want short phrases, not non-stop pressure. A strong beginner move is to use the res as a response element. Let the sub hit hard on the downbeat, then let the res answer on an offbeat or after the snare. That spacing is what gives old school jungle its tension and bounce. And if the res feels too wide or fuzzy in the low end, narrow it up with utility, so the sub stays centered and powerful. Now for the VHS texture layer. This is where the track gets its atmosphere and tape-worn personality. Use anything like vinyl crackle, room tone, crowd noise, reversed cymbals, or chopped ambient sample. Put it on an audio track, high-pass it so it doesn't muddy the bass, and keep it low in the mix. The goal is for the listener to feel it more than consciously hear it. You can automate the filter opening a little as the drop arrives, which gives the whole section a nice lift. You can also add a touch of reverb or echo, but very lightly. The rule here is simple. If the texture starts fighting the groove, it's too loud. Now we arrange the whole thing into a clear DNB section. A really beginner-friendly 16-bar drop could work like this. Bars 1 to 4 are the main break and sub with minimal bass movement. Bars 5 to 8 bring in the res or mid bass. Bars 9 to 12 remove one drum element or thin the groove slightly for tension. Bars 13 to 16 bring in a fill, a pickup, or a bass variation so the section feels like it's heading somewhere. This is a huge part of making jungle sound professional. Ask yourself every 4 or 8 bars, what changed? If the answer is nothing, then something needs to move. Maybe you mute a kick for half a bar. Maybe you add a snare fill. Maybe you open a filter. Maybe you remove the bass for a moment so the return hits harder. Those small edits are what stop the music from feeling like a static loop. For transitions, use automation to shape the energy. A really strong beginner move is to close the breaks filter in the last few bars before the drop, then briefly mute the bass for half a beat right before the downbeat. As the drop lands, open everything back up. That pullback and hit motion is a classic DNB tension curve. You can also automate reverb sends on a snare or use a reverse FX hit before the section change. Even one well-placed fill can make the whole arrangement feel intentional. Remember, in this genre, silence and space can hit just as hard as dense drum programming. Before you call it done, do a basic mix check. Keep the sub and kick clean. Keep the break punchy in the mid-range. Cut unnecessary low end from the textures and FX. If things feel blurry, look for build-up around 200 to 500 Hz. If the hats are too sharp, tame the top end a little with EQ8, and use utility to check your mix in mono now and then. One important mindset shift here, don't just turn things up if the drop feels weak. First remove what's competing. DNB punch usually comes from frequency control, not just volume. If you want the quickest practice version of this whole idea, try this. Slice one break in simpler, program a 4-bar groove using kick, snare, and 2 ghost hits, add a simple 2-note sub bass line, bring in a res only in bars 3 and 4, add one high-pass texture layer, and automate the break filter to open by the end of bar 4. Then repeat it once, but remove one hit in the second pass so the loop evolves. That is the core chop formula. Simple idea, strong edits, clear energy changes, and enough grime to give it VHS rave character. The big takeaway is this. In jungle, the break is your hook. The bass answers the break. The texture gives it memory. And the arrangement keeps the whole thing breathing. If you keep those roles clear, you'll start making sections that feel raw, controlled, and genuinely old school in the best way. So keep it tight. Keep it human. And don't be afraid of a little degradation. That slight blur is part of the magic.